Yo! Y'all better listen to the lyrics of these songs.
You gotta fight the powers that be.
You gotta fight the power. You better listen to what the Isley Brothers are trying to tell y'all. Hey man, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I'm your host. I'm ready to chop it up with you guys. Might take some calls tonight. The phone number is 818-850-5404. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And we're going to come right back, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Tariq Radio. Don't you move a muscle, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Learn the truth about the game by joining dating and life coach Mr. Locario and Miles Cunningham live in New York City on Saturday, April 14th at the NYC Seminar and Conference Center for the Truth About the Game seminar. In this seminar, Mr. Locario will teach you exactly what you need to know to be successful with women. Space is extremely limited, so purchase your tickets today at MrLocario.com. That's MRLOCARIO.com. MrLocario.com.
Yo, you need to check out JCSCashbackMall.com. It's your new online shopping experience, and it has all the places that you already shop and trust, even Amazon. It's all right there at one easy location. They bring the mall to your fingertips 24/7, and they're not like all these other so-called discount malls. Here today, gone tomorrow. Our cashbacks are the way that you shop, so go to JCSCashbackMall.com. Shop here today. It may be hard on the eyes, but it's easy to navigate and it's easy on your pocket. JCSCashbackMall.com.
You rap, sing, have a band? Then you need CD duplication. Visit www.atlantadisc.com. Atlantadisc.com is the premier company for CD duplication. We offer 100 CDs duplicated for $39. That's Atlanta, D-I-S-C, atlantadisc.com. Or call us at 678-780-1722. The process is easy and affordable. Atlantadisc.com, 678-780-1722.
Hey, what's up, family? Have you ever considered making money from your phone? Well, nowadays, it's as simple as pressing a button. You need to check out my dude, Elijah, over at phoneappmoney.com. He has extensive experience with rideshare and delivery apps like Uber, Uber Eats, Lyft, Postmates, just to name a few. And he has several YouTube videos that will teach you how to use these apps as a source of part-time or full-time income. So, yo, you want to get that money up right now? Go to phoneappmoney.com right now to start making money on your phone.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Crispin, everybody. And I got a brand new video game app out right now, everybody. It's called Crispy's Biscuits, everybody. And you can get the Crispy's Biscuits app right now on the iPhone Apple Store, everybody. And you can also get it on the Google Play Store, everybody. As a matter of fact, everybody, it was the number one game on Google Play all last week, everybody. The game is so exciting, everybody. There's 10 levels you can help me get through, everybody. Where I'm dodging bottles of lotion, everybody. I'm dodging hair clippers, everybody. And I'm dodging taco meat, everybody. So get the Crispy's Biscuits game right now, everybody, at crispysbiscuits.com, everybody. Now I'm about to do my coon laugh, everybody.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You're now tuning into the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Yo, we are back. What's going on, family? Welcome to the show. Doing a little late night thing, but we're here. We're making it do what it do. I'm glad to have everybody tuning in. Today's show is also brought to you guys by Black Social. That's a black networking app that allows easy ways to stay connected with people who matter the most. Connect with large groups, small groups, whatever, or discover the latest products, trends, content in your community. That's Black Social, and it's available on iOS and Android. And don't forget, family, go get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 at HiddenColorsFilm.com. And you definitely need the movie 1804 movie, The Hidden History of Haiti. Get that at 1804movie.com. Now, family, we're going to be on the road this weekend. We start this weekend. Now, we're going to be in New Orleans. We're going to be in Atlanta. And we're going to be in Chicago. We're going to be filming the reality show, me and my lovely co-host from Ism Radio. And you need to go to ismradio.com to get information on the Ism show. We had our brother Ari Spears on the last episode. So Ism Radio, IZMradio.com. Me and my lovely co-host, Miss Bree and Miss Layla. We're going to be in New Orleans filming a lot of black businesses. We're going to have a pop-up meet and greet at a black coffee shop called Back of Town Coffee Parlor. All right, so y'all need to follow me. I can give you guys the address on Twitter, but it's called the Back of Town Coffee Parlor, black owned spot, coffee spot. And we have to have these alternatives to the Starbucks and all these places out there that's beating us down. See, we got to be real about this thing. That's why we're going on the road, to show you, hey, there's black businesses out here. We need to support these joints. We're going to be hitting up black businesses everywhere. In Atlanta, I need some of my Atlanta folks to hit me up. I want to do a pop-up meet and greet in Atlanta. We're having some trouble finding some black-owned spots, surprisingly, in Atlanta where we can do the pop-up. We want to do it somewhere in Midtown. Where are my black-owned spots? I know there's some gentrification going on. But I need my Atlanta folks who got businesses, you know, businesses there that we can chop it up with and do a pop-up and just have people come down and meet and greet. That would be good. Email me at info@tariqelite.com. info@tariqelite.com. Now, we got it covered. We got a lot of brothers and sisters who own businesses in New Orleans, so we got that covered. But Atlanta, surprisingly, you know, we got barbershops here and there. I think there's a couple of restaurants we're going to feature. But we want to, y'all holler at me, Atlanta. Y'all holler at me. And I think we got Chicago covered as well. I think Chicago is covered as well. But you guys need to definitely join us. And again, stay tuned. Stay tuned to me on Twitter and find out what's going on. Now, I know I'm having some trouble in the chat room here. The internet is going in and out, but it's all right. Sorry about that, guys. So, anyway, let's get on what's going on today. Let's see what's happening today. So, as you know, the Bill Cosby verdict came in the Bill Cosby retrial. And Bill Cosby was found guilty on all counts of sexual assault? It wasn't rape. But it was like sexual something, sexual aggravation, some bullshit. And we kind of knew that there was going to be a guilty verdict. We knew that. There was a couple of things. Well, a few weeks ago, I mentioned how in the Cosby trial, the new trial, the retrial, because there was another trial and it was a hung jury. And, you know, they got to get a big fish. They needed a big fish with this one, and they were going to do everything they could because this was the only chance for them to get Cosby in the legal system. So they had to, they could not lose this one. They could not lose this case. And they had a juror, a suspected white supremacist male, even before the trial. He said, "I think Cosby is guilty. Let's just vote guilty and go home." Some of the other jurors heard him say that. Now, after it was discovered this man said that, usually you get thrown off of a trial. The judge, who was in on this whole farce, did not throw this man off the trial. Right there, I said, okay, yeah, this is a wrap. They're throwing the Constitution out. I mean, that violates the Sixth Amendment. So when they do stuff like that, it's a wrap. They're pulling out their grand finale card, which is the I'm white and I say so card. That's all they're doing. When I saw that, they're playing the I'm white and I say so card right here. They're not going to have another situation with OJ. They're not going to have another fair trial. The name of the game is not fairness. The name of the game is dominance. What did Richard Spencer say? I don't care about fairness. I don't value fairness. I value dominance. And that's what this case is about. It's about dominance. But I knew something was up. The trial was in Philadelphia. Shout out to all my Philly people. Where are my Philly people in the room? The trial was in Philadelphia, and I knew something was up the other day when they let Meek Mill out of jail the other day, and they were doing this whole extra flamboyant, celebratory type of homecoming for Meek Mill all over Philadelphia. And I know those of us, you know, who are hip-hop fans and people in the hip-hop community, you know, we were happy about it, but the whole city of Philadelphia, they were bringing him to the game, and they had helicopters and boarding off streets, and they were really doing a lot of extra shit for Meek Mill. And, you know, a lot of us got caught up in the, you know, hey, he's out, we glad he's out. But I'm looking at these suspected white supremacists, I'm like, wait, what they so damn happy about? What's all this? The Patriots owner and all these team owners all propping them up. And like Neely Fuller said, the relationship we have with the white supremacists and the suspected white supremacists is the three T's. It's terroristic, tacky. What's the other one, guys? I forgot the other one. It's terroristic, tacky. I can't think of the other one. Somebody in the chat room help me out. What did Neely Fuller say the three T's were? Trashy. Trashy, terroristic, and tacky. And it don't get no better than tacky. And that's absolutely true. When we're around people in the dominant white society, a lot of times when we're around them, the relationship is just tacky. It's fake. It's a bunch of fake smiles. It's real tacky. It's real bullshitty. And I'm noticing all these people, these suspected white supremacists around Meek Mill with all the fake smiles and the fake congratulations. And the thing about me, family, I study these white supremacists. I study them. That's why they don't like you focusing on them, because they don't want you looking at them and looking at their mannerisms and looking at the way they get down and looking at the little con games they're doing, because they don't want you to be awake. But I'm looking at the way they're interacting with Meek, and it's so fucking fake. I'm like, why are they being so fake? White supremacists, they don't do anything just to be doing it. They don't like Meek Mill that much. I'm like, wait a minute, they're doing too much. And then he went to the game, and they got Meek Mill out there ringing the Liberty Bell. I'm like, wait the fuck. I even tweeted the other day. Y'all look at my tweet. I said, hey, something funny about this shit. Wait, they're really, really extra over this Meek Mill thing. But somebody in the chat room said Meek Mill is a symbol of hope for Philly. That's why they show love. Nigga, please. Somebody in the chat room, you must be a white supremacist saying some stupid shit like that. No hope for Philly. If he was a hope for Philly, they wouldn't have had him on probation so damn long. Get out of here. And I'm not, this ain't a slight on Meek Mill. I'm glad that brother's out of jail, and I know he's glad. And also, on a side note, with Meek, you know they're going to use this over his head. I hope they don't try to get Meek to put on no tap shoes. Like, hey, Meek, remember when we let you out and had that big parade and everything? Well, you owe us, nigga. You understand? I hope they don't try to hang nothing over my brother's head. But even the other day, I knew something wasn't right when they got Meek Mill ringing the Liberty Bell. I'm like, wait a minute. When do a brother get up out of jail and they do all this? That something ain't right about this, y'all. Something ain't right. And now we see, they knew that the Cosby verdict was going to be guilty. They already knew. So they were prepping people. They were like, okay, we'll let this guy out and we'll do this big old parade to show, hey, we're not racist. Look at us all hugged up on Meek Mill. So when this racist ass Cosby verdict comes down, nobody can accuse us of being racist out here in Philly. And nobody can accuse all of the other white supremacists in the media for having a racist agenda against Cosby. Because they knew that this shit was going to come down guilty. Y'all have to understand that these white supremacists play chess and y'all play checkers. They're 3 or 4 steps ahead of most of us. That's why y'all got to open your eyes, and we all got to keep our eyes open and see what's going on in these cities and around us and see why certain things are happening. They knew that Cosby was going to be found guilty, and they knew people were going to look at that verdict funny style. So they wanted to go ahead and preempt the racialized questions and say, hey, you know, we just had Meek, so we can't be racist. I mean, hey, we bent over backwards to get Meek Mill out of jail. And understand, getting Meek Mill out of jail, that's not nothing that's going to harm or damage or replace white supremacy. He was never supposed to be in there in the first place over that bullshit. So this is chess. They could knock off a pawn and let a black dude out who's prominent and use that for their own benefit. Them letting Meek Mill out was for their benefit. They look at this thing as a chess game. How is this going to make us look better? All right, we'll get Meek Mill out. Because let me tell y'all something. That black judge who supposedly won't let him out or wouldn't let him out. Let me explain something to you folks. They told her not to let him out. Black folks ain't got the kind of power to skirt white authority. The only reason she didn't, quote unquote, allow Meek out of jail is because they told her not to. Don't be fooled by that shit. This sister had all of this unwielding power out there in Philly, and she won't. See, they let that sister be the fall guy. They got in her ear. Somebody got in her ear and said, hey, don't you give that nigga no bail until we say so. You understand? So they went on and let him out. And when they give you something, they're going to take something back. We celebrate too much without looking and seeing what's going on. When we see them concede to something, understand that there's a trick bag coming around the corner. If they give us something that we didn't really achieve on our own, there's going to be a kickback around the corner. Even when we do achieve it on our own, there's going to be a kickback. Just like in out there in Nashville when that white supremacist shot up that Waffle House with all those black folks. He went and targeted black people. And the judge gave this dude a damn bail. He shot several people and killed 4 black folks. Well, 3 black folks and a Mexican dude or Hispanic dude. But he was targeting black folks, and they gave this dude a $2 million bail. And we start putting information about the judge out there. Then they started white-splaining, like, oh, it wasn't the judge, it was the magistrate. It was the night magistrate who gave the bail amount. They started splaining their ass off, and then they revoked the bail. This is why we got to be on top of the game, family. We got to be on top of the game. But as far as this Bill Cosby case, a lot of the white supremacist feminist groups are going around celebrating, they're high-fiving each other, and people in the dominant white society, they know that this is a farce, and they know we know it's a farce. This is why whenever you have doubts about this case, they try to browbeat you into going along with this bogus-ass verdict. You notice that? And most black people, we're going to have to be very real. Black people are afraid of white people in America. That's all. See, black folks talk a good game, but deep down, many black people are afraid of white people. And it's understandable. White people collectively who believe in white supremacy are very powerful and they can harm you. That's a reality. And we have to talk about that fear until you get to a place where you don't give a shit about the fear. And this case, when you look at it, notice none of these suspected white supremacists who are all for the Me Too movement, none of them are actually talking about the details of this case. This case was mad weak, and they know it. That's why they don't talk about the details of the case. This case, these women, Constance, the lady, she got on the stand, lied repeatedly. She got caught in several lies. She got caught in several contradictions. Every time she got contradicted, she would move the dates around. She said she got drugged on a whole bunch of different days. She kept moving the date around. I mean, it was ridiculous. Then they had Janice Dickinson on the stand. She got caught in lies. Janice Dickinson damn near admitted. She admitted she lied. I mean, this case was a farce. Not only did Janet Dickinson admit she lied, she said she lied for money. She was like, yeah, well, I lied in my book about Bill Cosby, but I'm not lying now. I mean, I needed the money. I mean, it was that type of shit being said. I mean, some of this shit would have been dismissed a long time ago. And on top of that, again, this dude, hold on 1 second, hold on, because I got some white supremacist trolls in the chat room. Hold on 1 second. Let me get them up out of here. There we go. All right. Sorry about that, guys. Now, I wish I had my mods. Hold on 1 second. Let me get some mods in here because we got some white supremacists in here. We got some white supremacists in here. And I want to see, where are my regulars? Because that's another thing. See, when we start bringing truth to power, you see they start popping up real crazy, right? Alicia, let me mod up Alicia. I like to mod up the sisters. The sisters are pretty responsible. Oh, can I mod you up here? Okay, let me do this. Okay, let me do this. Y'all bear with me. Let me mod my sister up. Hold on 1 second, because we're going to stop some of the fuckery going on in the chat room right now. Where are we, man? Y'all bear with me 1 second, family. I'm sorry. Y'all bear with me 1 second. Because I don't want these white supremacists to mess up the flow of everything. And I forgot, I'm on my Tariq Time account. And on this account, I don't have the same mods as my other account. All right, now where are we at? Where are we at? Where is Allison? Where are you, dear? Let me get you up in here. Is that Pank Toes? She's a co-getter. What's up, Pank Toes? I see you. Allison, where are you? I'm going to get a few mods up in here. There you go. Let me get Allison. She's going to be in my where. I need some more mods. Where y'all at? All right. Money Chapman, where you at? Y'all bear with me for a second. Some of these names don't look familiar. I don't want to mod the wrong folks because I modded Elevation Allah's ass and that nigga's just started blocking people indiscriminately. You dig? So I got to watch the niggas that I mod. Some of these niggas are real funny style out here. Somebody said I might mod a bed wench. I don't want to do that. So she'd be fucking up the page with Zaddy. All right. So I get some more people in a minute. Oh, yeah, there you go. Sister Tubman, there you go. All right. But what was I saying before I was disturbed? What was I saying, family? Y'all help me get back on track so we can talk about what we're talking about. Yeah, don't mod a white supremacist, I know. But I was talking about the Cosby case. I was talking about how bogus the case was. I was talking about Janice Dickinson on the trial lying. I mean, this case was a farce. This is why they were doing so many circus antics outside of the court. This is why they had bed wenches and mammies doing all of this, running around, buck dancing, acting a fool outside of the court. And that's another thing, family. You notice most of the so-called women of color Cosby accusers, none of these women identify as black. And that's another Jedi mind trick. They tried to say, well, there's a lot of black women who are his accusers. There's like really one. And that was Beverly Johnson. I'm talking about as far as identifying as black. This was a white woman's thing right here. Because some of those other women, Lily, whatever her name is, the one who's out there with the big afro all the time, the one who's always up under Gloria Allred, Lily Bernard or something like that, I think that's her name, who was light, but all of a sudden, during this trial, she got dark as hell. Lily Bernard, she's Cuban. And I was pointing all this stuff out on Twitter. Lily Bernard is Cuban. is born in Cuba. Not just like a Cuban American. She was born in Cuba. And I'm telling you, don't no damn Cubans come over here and identify with black. Go to Miami and you'll see that truth. They don't identify with black. And this woman was light as hell, with straight hair with a little curl in it. Now for this trial, all of a sudden, she got a big fucking afro and they got her looking like Lupita. Now she done darkened it up some. I'm like, God damn. But these women, though, they don't identify with black. This is why they have no problem siding with white mommy and white daddy. They don't have no problem doing that. Yeah, this Lily chick got all these African beads around her neck. I'm like, God damn, is she in Wakanda? I thought I'm looking at damn Black Panther 2. With the shit she got on, she had a vibranium necklace and big hoop earrings, and they got dookie braids in the women. They're just blacking them up. I mean, it's a farce. It's a damn farce. But the thing is, we black people in America, this is very important. We have to look at this, because this case is very pivotal to us, because they don't deal with black people in a vacuum. This was a lesson in coonery, because Bill Cosby was talking at coonery, and I'm not throwing him under the bus, you know, because look, this case, we're not exempt from the system of white supremacy. This is something, this is a lesson that we all should learn. All victims are equal in the system of white supremacy. This is why I do what I do. This is why you notice when people talk about money and white supremacists, they're very good at talking about what little money I have. I got a little paper. I ain't, you know. But money don't mean shit in a system of white supremacy. That's why I never fall for that talk. They always try to money shame me, the white supremacists and the coons. They will, look at you, Tariq. How you, look at white supremacy is treating you real well, Tariq, huh? It don't matter what little dollars I got. These white supremacists can take my little money and take me out anytime with impunity. I know this. I'm never going to ignore that fact. I'm going to be very cognizant of that fact. I'm not going to sit up here like, oh, I got me some dollars. Oh, Lord Jesus, I have arrived. Lord, I have arrived. I ain't talking that slave coon shit. I am no different from somebody in the damn projects at all. We are the same. I know this. I don't get caught up in that bougie shit. And Bill Cosby was part of the boule. All you boule niggas out there. All you boule niggas, especially out there in D.C. All you boule Jack and Jill niggas out there in Philly, Maryland, Virginia. All y'all boule Jack and Jill. Y'all sit up and dress up and wear your suits and all that. Your talented tenths. Y'all know who you are. Bill Cosby, he was boule. That was your dude. All that money y'all like driving around flossing, y'all think y'all better than all the other niggas? Y'all had the paper bag test for a long time, all your boule cats? All that bouleing didn't save your boy. I'm not saying that to be antagonistic. I'm just saying this is a wake-up call. We all in this shit together. Boule, all that shit. Yeah, I don't want my kids playing with them ghetto kids. We all in this shit together. Beep, 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 beep. Rolly. Beep, 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 beep. We in this together. All victims are equal. So we need to always focus on what we're going to do to replace the system of white supremacy. We always got to keep our eye on that. We start focusing on all types of other stuff. Well, if we just get an education, we don't have to deal with, you know, no, education is good, but you got to deal with education in the context of the system of white supremacy. Well, we got to get some money and invest in stocks. Okay, money and investing in stocks is good, but how are we going to protect that in the system of white supremacy? Man, ain't no white supremacy. See, that white supremacy denial shit, too many of us have not woken up from that. We cannot ever let our guards down. This is very important, this Bill Cosby thing, because the white supremacists, they've been needing to get a big fish for a long time. This is very important, and it's very telling, because now that they got a big fish, all the other little fishes are going to be a piece of cake. This is a very dangerous moment, family, because that's what they've been wanting to do for a long time. They haven't really been able to get that big fish like they wanted to. They tried with OJ. They couldn't do it with OJ. The community on a grassroots level, we were too about that life. We had too many people, badass like Johnny Cochran. We had folks like that. We were about that life back then. Now, we're on that bullshit now. We got people. Remember, during the OJ trial, at the time in the early to the mid-90s, you still had, you know, you had the KRS-1s out there. You had the Poor Righteous Teachers. You had cats out here. We had the ratchetness, but cats were... There was a consciousness there to a certain degree. You had the X-Men and all that. There was a certain consciousness there. Even with the music, there's certain shit you just didn't do, and there was a consciousness there. Now, we don't have that. We got Kanye West out here wearing a damn Trump hat, acting a fucking fool. This is what we got out here now. We got our artists out here buck dancing and cooning it up right now. These are the people that's supposed to be the prominent black folks. You got Kanye, who's gone all the way to the sunken place, kissing Trump's ass. And let me get on Kanye, because I don't want to get too much on Kanye. But this whole thing Kanye's doing, he's taking pictures with a Make America Great Again, and he's co-signing Trump and co-signing other coons. Understand this. It's not that Kanye is trying to be provocative, or Kanye is trying to be Machiavellian like some of his people are trying to say. His one of his artists, Shahai the Prince, was hitting me up on Twitter, making it seem like this is some kind of Machiavellian chess move that Kanye is doing, and hey, you know, we got to infiltrate our enemy. I'm like, nigga, sit down. Sit the fuck down. This ain't no infiltration. This is just old school buck dancing. Just stop it. Sahai was cooning his ass off for Kanye, and this dude's supposed to be conscious himself. The thing is, Kanye, when was the last time Kanye's record popped off? Kanye hasn't had a really popping record in a minute. Them clothes are not selling like that. People aren't buying them Walking Dead zombie clothes that Kanye has. Somebody said that Sahai dude been a coon. He was really cooning. I don't know too much about the dude, but he was cooning it up. He was cooning up heavy on Twitter. But Kanye's records ain't popping like that. And going on those opioid rants on stage, he had to cancel his show, so he ain't making no show money. Kim them ain't giving that motherfucker no money like that. White women ain't about to break off their bread for this nigga. I promise you that. They ain't letting that nigga have access to no money. I promise you that. So Kanye's money's a little funny. That's the deal with Kanye. His money is funny as hell. Jay ain't really fucking with him like that. Black folks don't really fuck with Kanye like that, to be honest. You don't see black people at Kanye's concert. Black people don't fuck with Kanye like that. All that crazy ranting. Because first of all, we ain't paying all that money for no ticket to see a nigga get on stage and talk dumb shit. That's what we not gonna do. When black folks pay some money, you better perform and perform good. And bring Charlie Wilson out there with your ass, too. We want to see some guests. You dig? But the thing is, the white crowds, they like to see Kanye. They like to see a disturbed Negro melting and having a meltdown and falling apart. They love that. That's why they go see him. They love those crazy, dumbass rants. They love that shit. They mocking you. And the thing is, Kanye, he's showing contempt for black society. He's showing contempt for black society. He tried to say something about, you know, violence in Chicago. And I've seen a lot of Chicago folks checking him like, Kanye, you ain't doing shit for no violence in Chicago, nigga. What are you talking about? You ain't out here doing nothing. But yeah, this dude, Kanye, is showing contempt for black society. He's trying to pander to that white supremacist crowd. He's like, look, this money's low. Let me get some of those Yeezy tap shoes. He got the Yeezy tap shoes popping. That's what that's about. That's just old-fashioned cooning. When the money is low, the coons are laced, the tap shoes are laced up high. The tap shoes are laced up high. And we see how Kanye gets when he does interviews, get around black folks going off. You don't know the answer, Sway. All this old shit. And black folks trying to drop game on him. Like, hey, dude, you know, stop sucking up to these damn white folks. They won't let me in the industry. They won't let me. These white people won't let me. Yo, well, get your own stuff, man. You can get it popping on your own. You don't know the answer, Sway. That's coon talk. How dare you tell me to leave Massa alone? You tell a nigga to leave Massa alone, you hush your mouth, Sway. How dare you? You don't know the answer. Massa love me and I love Massa. Ebro got his ass good. Shout out to my nigga Ebro. Ebro's my nigga. Ebro hit him with some. Ooh, Ebro said, look, Kanye, you can't out-rap J. Cole. You can't out-hit Drake. You're not a legend like Jay-Z. I mean, Ebro was hitting this nigga with ether. You dig? And then Kanye had to call Ebro up like, I love you, brother. He playing crazy. Kanye ain't that fucking crazy. Oh, Ebro was lighting his ass up. That nigga called up the station about, I love you. Don't sit your ass down. You're doing the most, Kanye. Sit your ass down. I talked about Kanye before, years ago, when he was on Ellen acting a damn fool. Sit your ass down, nigga. You canceled. We ain't fucking with you, dude. When you start dealing with them alt-rights and all that shit, no, you on something else. We got to have a cutoff for these coons, man. Coons, bedwinches, mammies. We're going to have to clean that shit up and be hostile towards these niggas and be hostile towards these damn white supremacists. We're going to have to show hostility and act like we're in a damn war because we are. But like I said, man, with Cosby, they needed a big fish. They got them a big fish. Because with a big fish, everybody else is going to be an easy cleanup job. That's just like in Nazi Germany. Understand, in Nazi Germany, when they started targeting prominent Jewish people, everybody else was just a piece of cake. Once you get the prominent ones, everything else is a cleanup job. You can round everybody else up. It's very important to get the big ones. And this is why we have to understand we're looked at as a group. And a lot of Negroes out here are trying to co-sign with these white feminist groups. And let me tell you something. You niggas ain't fooling nobody. Y'all come closer. All you Negroes out here like, yeah, Cosby, he should have went to damn. He should go to jail. Hell, Cosby, he raping all them damn white women. Nigga. Cosby is a proxy for you. They use Cosby as a proxy for you, too. You think that you're going to coon it up and throw him under the bus and they're going to look at you different from the way they look at Cosby. And I saw Terry Crews co-sign and he was like, oh, this is how justice, this is where it begins. Justice gets started. Terry, sit your big buff moist ass down. You sit down, Terry Crews. I saw Terry Crews earning his butter biscuits. You dig? All you Negroes out here thinking you getting some kind of brownie points. What you think you achieving sitting up here co-signing this farce-ass trial? This trial was a farce when you look at the detail. This shit, they were just throwing the rule of law all out the window. If he did it, just give me the facts. Facts only. If this motherfucker raped somebody or drugged him and raped him, give me facts. Don't put Janice Dickinson on the stand and she's lying and then I'm supposed to go along with her fucking lie. No. Give me facts. If he did it, give me the facts and I'll be like, hey, that nigga's fucked up for doing that. Do what you need to do. But don't put liars on the damn stand and the dates don't match up and then they got to change the lie in the middle of the court and then they got to say something else and then the woman was buying him gifts after the so-called assault and she's kicking it with him and wait, you just got assaulted, then you're kicking it with him? I mean, this don't sound right. Give me facts. Don't put motherfuckers on the jury who's already said that I'm going to vote guilty no matter what. Don't do that and then want me to go along with it. If I go along with that, that makes me a coon. Because I don't like Bill Cosby like that. I'm not a fan of Bill Cosby, but I'm a fan of justice. And I'm anti-white supremacy. So when I see some white supremacy in the mix, I cannot co-sign that. Co-signing white supremacy makes you a coon. And you Negroes out here, when you sit up and let white mommy and white daddy berate you and browbeat you and dominate you into going along with lies, that makes you a coon. Notice nobody's talking about the facts of this case. The minute you start talking about the facts in this case, they start talking about other shit that had nothing to do with this case. Well, there were 60 women who said that he had did it, but 60 women weren't on trial. I'm talking about this trial here. Because I've been tweeting all day about it, pointing out the racial element and all the white supremacists coming through, white-splaining, hey, Tariq, this wasn't about race, Tariq. This was about assaulting women. Okay, really? So you, all you white feminist groups, since this is about assaulting women and justice for women who's assaulted, why are none of you women doing anything about the black woman who just got assaulted with her damn breasts exposed at a damn Waffle House this week down in Alabama? I haven't heard from none of y'all. None of you have said anything about these white supremacist race soldiers beating up this black woman, sexually assaulting her by ripping her clothes off in public and choking her. Where are you? And then you get more white-splaining. Well, we need police reform. Get the fuck out of my face with that bullshit. You keep asking them that. Since you niggas want to jump up there and holler at white mommy and white daddy and co-sign them, ask them how come white mommy and white daddy ain't out there helping you get justice for those black women who got stripped, that black woman who got stripped naked a couple of days ago on film. And I've been asking these white feminist groups, because all of them hit me up, all the Me Too women and all that. Okay, Me Too ladies, where you at? Where were you for Sandra Bland? Where were you for Rekia Boyd? So I don't even have to go there. We had an incident, those women, those girls at the Waffle House. It just happened. So this is fresh. There's no way to wiggle around it. They know this trial was racially motivated. This Cosby trial was 100% about race. And they tried to browbeat you into not saying that. When they know it is. When they start talking out, y'all got to beat that drum and you stay on their ass. Because when they say, well, this trial ain't about rape. This is about a prominent person who felt like he could get away with sexual assault. Stop right there. Okay. If it's about a prominent celebrity who thought he can get away with sexual assault, when are all the cases for Harvey Weinstein and Steen or whatever, and all of the dozens and dozens and dozens of other white men in Hollywood, when is their cases going to start in court? And I've been hollering at the Me Too people. I've been asking that question over and over again. If this is not about race, it's about something else. Okay. When are all these white Hollywood executives that's been accused by the Me Too movement of sexual assault, hell, Harvey's been accused of, like, rape. I'm talking about A-list celebrities. Kevin Spacey, all these dudes. When the fuck are the cases going to start? And see, when it comes to punishing white people, you start getting the vagaries. You start getting all the vague responses like, well, it's coming. Well, hopefully soon. Well, there's an investigation. So I asked them this. When it comes to white and black folks, why is it that when a black person commits a crime, the punishment is very specific on a very damn specific date? Like with Cosby, his trial, November 4th. The verdict, April 25th. When black folks commit crimes, sir, since this is not about race, our punishment is at a very specific damn date. Y'all have very, very specific times on when we're going to have to be brought to justice. But when it comes to any of you, when it's time for you to be punished for your misdeeds, all of a sudden we get the one day, maybe soon, it's coming, there's an investigation, we'll see how it goes. You understand that? And you point out, sir, that's called white supremacy. Same thing. You can't try to run from white supremacy and make it something else. Same thing with the police. Every time the police harms us, well, when are you going to bring them to justice? One day, it's coming. Real soon, we're investigating. Same bullshit. That's called white supremacy. And you don't let them wiggle away from that. You stay on that ass and you stay waking up. Because understand this. This Cosby thing, this thing is a money grab too. Understand, they're about to rape and pillage the Cosby estate. And like my man Eddie Griffin said, he said, black man, you ain't getting out the game clean. Understand, when black artists, black celebrities, when you get money, they make sure you don't pass that money down. When you get money from them, they make sure you're not able to pass that money down to the next generation. I want y'all to notice that. You've only had black people in significant numbers. I won't say large numbers, but significant numbers allowed to make a lot of money really in the last, I would say, 50 years. And one of the first people, especially with when it comes to athletes, because athletes weren't making a lot of money for a while, but one of the first black people as far as athletes making a lot of money, really through endorsements, was OJ. It was OJ. So that's why they were really trying to get him first. They were really trying to make an example out of OJ's ass. But OJ was one of the first ones in that new wave of black entertainers getting a lot of money. Because the thing is, you know, back in the 40s and 50s and even the early 60s, they just used to fuck you out of your money. You look at all those movies like Cadillac Records and The Temptations and all that. You know, these people, these black artists used to make all these records and make money, and then the white execs would just leave them broke immediately. They have one hit album, whatever, and just they make sure they would be broke. Or wouldn't give them no money in the first place, just give them a Cadillac. Now, James Brown, he started owning his own stuff, so that's why James Brown held on to his paper for a long time. James Brown was one of the ones who knew the game. So James Brown started owning his own shit. He started buying businesses, so he's smart enough. James Brown was a very smart old dude. A lot of us sleep on James Brown. They make James Brown seem like some old crazy nigga, but James Brown, he was a smart old dude, man. He knew what the game was, because he used to be in the streets, so he knew what the game was. But people like OJ, stuff like that, people who had money given to them, they said, we'll give these niggas some money because we're white supremacists. We can take that money back anytime we want to. We know how to take that money back. And they were trying to get that money back from OJ. And OJ, had a Johnny Cochran on his team, and they still got most of his money anyway, but, you know, they wanted blood. You know, that's why they still want him now. But look out for Jordan. Look out for Michael Jordan. Look out for Oprah. I hope Oprah's going to be all right. There has never been another Oprah before Oprah Winfrey. There's never been a black woman balling like that with paper like that that they could potentially pass down. And Oprah doesn't have any offspring to pass that money down to. You understand? So the name of the game has always been to get that money back. That's why the Michael Jackson estate is being raped by these white supremacists. They're raping the Michael Jackson estate. The Prince estate is being raped. Prince's family, they haven't seen a dime of the damn estate. It's the Minnesota lawyers and banks, they're just pillaging Prince's estate. You understand? This is why we got to have a network where we are around each other and we look out for each other and we circle our wagons to a certain degree. Now, James was able to pass his stuff down, and they tried to get him a little bit. They tried to kind of pillage his estate a little bit. But James knew the deal. James kept it, you know, he was a pillar of the black community. Even though he had that trailer trash fucking wife. They were booing her ass at the funeral, by the way. They knew she was trailer trash. You know, sisters, y'all could have got with James at his old age. You know, that white woman saw the bag. So she was trying to get some of that bag. But the thing is, folks, we have to know how to set up some stuff for our offspring, set up trust funds, put those dollars into trusts so that money can go down to them. Michael Jordan, man, he better watch his back out here. They got his dad a long time ago sending him a message to be on his P's and Q's. You dig? But the thing is, we got to understand that white supremacy does not work in a vacuum. They've been wanting to get that big fish for a minute. And they've been needing a win to get a black dude and kind of wrestle him down and take him from his high horse. They've been looking for that for a minute, and they got that in Bill Cosby. And all these black folks out here thinking that you're going to get some kind of brownie points by sucking ass, all you're doing is showing that you're scared. And these white supremacists are going to, they're going to step it up more than ever. I saw a video today. I put it on my Twitter. There was a former NFL player. He was coming out of the gym because I think he's a personal trainer now. And some race soldiers ran up on him, put his hands behind his back and threw him down to the ground. I think they knocked out a couple of his teeth and all this old shit. And he's crying. I'm like, God damn. See, ain't no safe places to go, family. This is where we are. See, we think if we go somewhere or do something that we're going to be safe. No. We're going to have to deal with this shit, family. So no matter how much money you have, you can have $1 billion almost. And Bill Cosby almost was a billionaire. And it was broke, drug addict white women who all got together and helped bring him down. Women getting on the stand with drug problems, broke is a joke, but white is wealth in the system of white supremacy. And it's all about I'm white and I say so. That's what this trial was about. This trial was simply I'm white and I say so. They can deny it all they want to, but hell, white supremacists are liars. This case boiled down to I'm white and I say so. Well, if 60 women accuse you of something, it must be true. Well, hundreds of millions of black people say there's racism, and we're told shut the fuck up. So it's only valid if you say it, white person, which is white supremacy. Oh, they did Bill dirty. And see, the thing is, Bill, remember, some of these niggas out here cooning now, all these dudes are like, well, Bill shouldn't have done it. Ain't no racism. if you know how to act, man, that's Bill's problem. Bill didn't know how to act. Up there with doing all that with them white women. Man, come on now. Let's stop all that racism. There's some real racism out there now. These are niggas talking. It's real racism out there now. But this ain't it right here. This ain't it. Bill did something he wasn't supposed to do. You act right, ain't going to be no racism. That's what niggas are saying about this Cosby case. And you know who said that? Who sounded like that? Bill Cosby. He was talking that same shit, wasn't he? Bill Cosby was talking that same shit. Oh, ain't no racism. No racism. You got the pound cake and you don't pull up your pants. And Bill was talking the same shit you coons are talking now. And look how that worked for him. You understand? You live in a system of white supremacy. Denying that ain't going to help you. You live in a system called white supremacy. Black people got this thing where you're looking for the white supremacists to make a confession. You don't wait on them to make a confession, and they scare you again because black people, most black people are 100% dependent upon white supremacists on a daily basis. You got to go to work every day, have that tacky relationship at your job where you got to smile and grin. You know they're looking at your every move, looking for a reason to fire your ass. So the minute you go to work looking grieved or any kind of frown on your face or whatever, they're going to go down to human resources. So you need your job. I know, nigga. I know you need your job. So you got to be in there grinning and buck dancing and, hey, how y'all doing? And then they be trying to antagonize you at work. And you got to justify your cooning. Hey, Darrell, that Cosby verdict, man, that's crazy, right? Oh, I know how they talk to you at work. I know they want to get your reaction. I know exactly what they be saying to y'all ass at work. Hey, Shaquita. Oh my God, did you see the Cosby verdict? Wasn't that crazy? Man, what'd you think about that? With that fake concern, that fake bullshit ass concern, so they can run tell on your ass the minute you say something you ain't supposed to say. Fake ass, phony. And you up there, I think he must be guilty. All those people had said it. That's what I was saying, Shaquita. You want to go have some lunch at Chipotle? Then they offer you some butter biscuits when you go along with their stupid shit. You know what to say at your job. You know you better not say nothing against the white supremacists. If you go to the job and they trying to talk to you, especially a dude. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. My stream is up. Hold on. Y'all bear with me. All right. Am I back on? My stream cut off for a second. There we go. Hold on. All right. Is my stream back on? Can you guys hear me? Because you know how it goes, especially brothers. Hey, LaMarcus. Hey, man, were you watching CNN yesterday, buddy? Man, that Bill Cosby case, man, he's found guilty. God, Bill Cosby, man. I mean, he's a legend, dude. What'd you think about that? Well, you say, well, man, you know, I don't know, man. I looked at the facts of the case, and, man, you know, there was a lot of lying on the case. It looked like they might have railroaded him, man. I don't agree with this verdict. Oh, okay, man. Yeah, that's interesting. I'll see you after work, man. That dude's going to take his ass down to human resources. You know, LaMarcus was looking at me very hostile. Yeah, I think he has a weapon. I think he brought a weapon to work. Yeah, they're going to go tell on your ass. And you know they are. You know how these white supremacists at your job act. You know how they act. So your game is to avoid hostility. You want to avoid hostility at every cost. And then all of a sudden they're going to start the big fat white supervisor. There's always a big fat one in there. Hey, LaMarcus, I'm looking at some of your stat sheets and you haven't been making your quota. Then they're going to come in there. Then they're going to start looking at your quota. Listen, LaMarcus, I really like you on the team, but boy, you're going to have to get your quota up. You dig? The minute you don't go along with their stupid ass bullshit at the job. So now you got to come to work the next day with your tap shoe chined up. Hey, guess what, y'all? I saw some of the evidence and sure enough, that man is sure enough guilty. How dare he do that? And next week, LaMarcus, we're going to put you in promotions. We're going to, you're going to get a raise, LaMarcus, because I really like your spunk. You'll get a raise being a fucking coon. Look, we got you. We're going to sit you right next to Diamond and Silk, okay? We're going to get you some new co-workers. You, LaMarcus, Diamond and Silk going to be working on the same floor, nigga. You dig? They know a coon and they know what to do with a coon and somebody who ain't cooning. They know how to test you at these jobs, man. They slick and dirty, man. These white supremacists are filthy with it, man. But that's what we got to deal with. So I know when I see y'all niggas doing all that coon, because then y'all start getting online, then you got to justify your cooning at work and get online and do it and then start talking to me. Tariq, I think you're guilty. Nigga, shut up and just go to work and get your biscuits and go on somewhere with that stupid shit. But the thing is, man, listen, because these white supremacist feminist groups, that they about to cash out. Well, they about to get all types of donations. Again, they're going to rape Cosby's estate. You know, this is a major come up for them because they've always made money on black male rape stories. White feminist groups, that's how they got started, with black male rape stories. Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Canton, all those people. The white feminist movement was fueled by black men raping white women. It's all that narrative. That's an institutionally racist narrative anyway. So that whole Cosby thing, it played on an old white supremacist stereotype that we want to fuck these old haggardy ass white women. And as we see in the Cosby case, these white women were so-called getting raped over and over again by Cosby. You dig? Insane. And I've been calling these white supremacist feminists out for not doing anything for black women, and they keep telling me this symbolic bullshit. Well, look, Tariq, we do a lot of stuff for women of color. I ain't talking about no women of color. What have you done for black women? Well, we gave some money to the Women's March, and the Women's March, those are white women who run that, because I was debating a lot of these white supremacist feminists all day because they follow me. A lot of these white feminist groups and white women's group leaders, they follow me, especially a lot of white female celebrities in Hollywood. They all follow me. And me trying to run that game, run that white woman magic bullshit on me. They retweet a lot about my stuff. Hey, Tariq, shout me out. I don't give a fuck about y'all shouting me out. I don't. I'm not addicted to white woman magic. I'm not. I ain't one of these coons out here that's going to be all kicking it with you. I don't want to fuck with you like that. If you ain't talking about no justice, we ain't got shit to say. Because, see, these white supremacist women know. They know that niggas are real weak to the white woman magic. I've seen some of these niggas out here cupcaking with the Tommy Laurens and all these people. Yeah, look, you look at the people who follow me. They're very prominent white women in Hollywood follow me. But they follow me to see what I'm doing, see what I'm saying. Then they try to sway me a little bit. Hey, Tariq, I'm all for justice, too. You know, I'm all about police reform. Ma'am, what's police reform? Okay, let's give Cosby sexual assault reform then. All right? Oh, no. Well, oh, no to you. We're going to talk about reform. Well, let's send Cosby to some reform. See, when it comes to white supremacists, it's reform. If they killing us, well, they just need reform. If they on drugs, well, they need reform. When it's us, oh no, you need the maximum penalty. That's what Nancy Grace said. They said Cosby should get all the time. When it comes to black folks, ain't no reform, nigga. All day jail right now. Maximum sentence, jail, punishment. Tough laws, strict punishment. That's what we get. But when it's them, well, let's have an anti-bias class. fuck out of here. And black folks, whenever you talk to anybody in the dominant society and they are talking about anything else besides punishing white supremacist race soldiers for harming you, they are wasting your time. I want you to turn around and walk away from them. We're going to have to be real with this thing and start charging folks to the game. Don't let that white woman magic fool you. Don't let the white woman magic swoo you, because that's another thing. Y'all sit up and let these white supremacist females talk that shit because you like the white woman magic. Because notice when we talk about justice for us, they don't ever talking about punishing none of these white supremacists. Do you notice that? I want y'all to catch that. They never, ever talk about punishing them. It's always, well, we need to find reform. We need to march. We need to seek justice. It's always this vague bullshit that don't mean nothing. We need to challenge the system. And when they start talking that, they are not your friends. Walk away from them. And another thing, like I said earlier, these non-American so-called Afro people, just like that Lily Bernard chick, she's Cuban. These people do not identify with black Americans. They look at themselves as an other. Many of these people are black as hell with big ass afros. Phenotypically, they look black, but in their minds, they are not you. They think that there are something else. And I'm going to tell y'all somebody else who I think is like that, that Amara La Negra chick. Don't be fooled by her, by the way, because some of the little shit she doing, that old Afro-Latina shit. Because I was arguing with an Afro-Latina today. When you see these people talking about that Afro-Latina thing, that's them going out of their way to say that they're not black. That's them going, they can be jet black physically, but when they say I'm Afro-Latina, don't be fooled by that La Negra chick. Don't be fooled by her. Don't be fooled by her. She's quote unquote Afro-Latina, but she doesn't think she's black. Be very clear. See, we get confused. Let me break it down again. There's a difference between being Afro-Latina and black. I'm going to say this again. I want y'all to feel me, because y'all don't understand the mindset of these people, because y'all don't know how white supremacy works. White supremacy does a trick on niggas, especially Spanish niggas. We think, okay, this motherfucker's black as hell with a big ass afro. That's the sister. No, she don't identify with you. Now, she'll go around talking about how bad white supremacy is and all that, but people like that, she thinks she's a dark Spanish European. Do you understand me? La Negra, no, that's just marketing. Her skin is black. Her skin is black. But that's a novelty. I'm talking about here, nigga, in the mind, in your head, in your motherfucking head. Yeah, she calls herself the Negra, the black, because she's jet fucking black. But that's a novelty. Do you understand that? I want y'all to understand the mindset that goes into these people. She thinks she's a black European. That's when they say Afro-Latina, they mean I'm a black European. I'm not like those niggas over there. Yeah, I'm dark, but I'm Afro-Latina. Do you understand? It's deep. And we think, okay, well, damn, you know, she black like me, so we're in the same boat. Those people can't wait to get around white Zaddy. Them Dominicans and all, they can't wait to get around Zaddy. I've been to the damn Dominican Republic. Dude, I've seen motherfuckers sitting up here with a big ass frizzy afro with nappy fucking edges talking about, well, our Spanish heritage started here, and us Spanish people, I'm like, bitch, what are you talking about? They're telling me about European history. I'm like, okay, when did the fucking afros get over here? Because you black as hell. You talking about my European history? No. You dig? Listening to them, you think you're talking to a white person if you let them tell it. They think that they're just dark Europeans. I've been there. I'm telling you what I know. Black folks, we don't get it, because we understand racism more than anybody on the planet. And most of us don't understand it. Let me say that again. Black Americans, we understand racism more than anybody, and most of us don't even understand it. So you know other people don't really understand it. You dig? But that La Negra chick, her blackness is just a novelty. That's a novelty. You understand? Her blackness is, she looks at it as a novelty. That's why she named herself America the Amara the Black. It's almost like she's doing real life blackface. Somebody said the Afro ain't even real. You dig? But she's playing up her black skin as a novelty. You dig? So don't think that she has any kind of camaraderie with us. You understand? Don't think that she has any camaraderie with us. Just because she has an African bloodline, just like Amber Rose. Amber Rose, Cape, that comes from a Cape Verdean background. Her mama is my color, but Amber Rose, I'm definitely not black. No. She was adamant about that shit. They don't identify with black. When was the last time you seen Amber Rose say anything about non-justice and she has a black son? When was the last time you saw that? You understand, these women are raised by straight up bedwinches, and I was arguing with this bedwinch, this Afro-Latina, on Twitter. I swear to God, this woman looks like Oprah fucking Winfrey. She's an older lady. She got to be in her 60s. She has a blog, an Afro-Latina girl blog. I'm like, who in the fuck is Latina? You black as hell. Then I looked at some of her pictures, and she's up there with Zaddy. She got a white Zaddy. I said, oh, Lord. And she's up here talking shit about Bill Cosby. Bill shouldn't have raped them women. And she's Afro-Latina. I'm telling you, they don't identify with us, nigga. They don't. They look at us as something different. I'm not wrong on Amara. I'm not wrong on her. She don't identify as no damn black person like that. Mentally, no, she don't. I ain't even saying she's cooning. I'm not saying that Amara is cooning. I'm not saying she's a coon. I'm not saying, because she hadn't done anything cooning from what I understand. But she, like others like her, they don't identify with us. They don't identify with us. They don't. They only do that when they want us to fight for them. You understand? All of a sudden they become minorities, just like white people do. When they want us to fight for them, then they pretend to identify for us or with us. Be very clear. Let's be very clear. They just like, they think just like the white supremacists think. When they want something, all of a sudden they become a minority. And they, when they want us to march and give them some numbers and march with them, then all of a sudden, well, you know what, Laquita, I'm Native American, so I'm a minority too. Like, sit down. They become temporary minorities so that they can get us to do shit for them. Y'all better understand how these people think and how they work, man. Well, hey, you Brenda, I want you to come to the march with us. You know, we're going to have a women's march for injustice, for non-justice. Yeah. And, you know, we want you to talk about how Black Lives Matter. OK. And, you know, me, I'm being a minority. I'm half Colombian. You know, my great, great, great grandfather was Colombian. And I'm going to be there at the march with you. They be digging for some shit to try to seem temporary. Exotic. That's bullshit. They white and they know they're white. We got to stop letting them run that game on us, family. And we got to be hostile, man. See, we got to get that coon thing up out of us. When we get around people in the dominant white society, we just want to kind of buck dance and we so happy white mommy and daddy is around. We got to get off that, man. We're going to have to be hostile to the fuckery, and we're going to have to circle our wagons, and we're going to have to get with like-minded black Americans first. Black Americans first. Because we're the only ones who really, really get it in large numbers. And really come up with solutions on replacing the system of white supremacy with justice. But again, what we got to do when you go out the house, man, like I said, that video earlier, I saw a video of that brother. He's a former NFL player. He got thrown to the ground. They knocked his teeth out and they choked this brother out and he was crying and all that stuff. Look, he was like screaming, I didn't do nothing. Listen, family, these white supremacists out here, they've infiltrated every aspect of law enforcement. I mean, we're in a complete Nazi style system right now. We're in a straight Nazi style system. That's a harsh reality we got to deal with. And unfortunately, you got to have the mindset when you walk out your house, you might not come back. That's where we are. Unfortunately, when you walk out that house, you may not come back home. You sitting around, well, I got rights. Ain't nobody going to do shit to me, man. They can kill you with impunity right now. Right now, kill you with impunity. That's a harsh reality. Not only that, if they can kill you with impunity, they can do everything else with impunity. They can throw false charges at you. They can say, well, you hit a lady a year ago, and we're going to arrest you now, just like they did to Michael Bennett. They can say, you touched the white woman's titty 50 years ago, and we're going to prop up some court case where we had sealed and wasn't supposed to be unsealed, but we're white and we say so, and we're going to unseal this case because you thought your black ass could use your money against us, and it's just one of you. And when it's just one of you with money, you're still just as vulnerable. When it comes to money, it has to be a network of people. You understand? We think just being the one Negro with money, we got it going on and we're safe. No, you are more vulnerable than all of us. That's why I try to get other black folks popping. I don't want to be the only nigga trying to do some shit financially. I'll just make myself a bigger target. That's why I'm out here promoting other businesses. I'm like, shit, tell me where you are. I'll promote your ass. We need a network of people. That's why I'm literally, we're going on the road promoting black businesses. This is how serious we gotta be. Just one person having money don't mean nothing. It has to be a network of people. So if one person is targeted, everybody else can kind of pick up the pieces. Because if it's just one person with money, that means that the dominant white society gave them that money. You understand? This is why it's very important for us to link up with other like-minded people. It's very important that we do that. And we got to have resources where we can help people who are in need. Just like these white supremacists, whenever they get into a situation where they immediately get on code and start raising money for race soldiers. They start raising money for white supremacist vigilantes. They understand code. They know how to get on code. And this Cosby case was them getting on code. Y'all have to study that. We can sit up and talk about justice and non-justice. The white supremacists all got on code with this Cosby case. The white supremacists in the media, the white supremacist feminist groups, the white supremacists online. They all got on code. They knew that some of these women were lying. They knew the women in this case were lying. They know Janice Dickinson is a liar. They know she's a drug addict. They know. But they're on code. Yes, Quelly TV. Shout out to Quelly TV. That's my sister. We're going to have 1804 on Quelly TV. She does. It's a sister who owns that. It's like a black Netflix. And they had Hidden Colors up. Shout out to that sister. I got to get the 1804 stuff to her. I've been busy. But they know how to get on code. The media got on code. Notice nobody white spoke against these drug addict lying ass females. Did you notice that? Nobody white spoke out against these women. We know that they were lying. We know some of these women. We know Janice Dickinson got on the damn stand and said she lied. Janice Dickinson got on the stand and said she lied. She said she lied. They know some of these women were lying, but you see, white people didn't go out there and say, hey, she's over there lying. They shut the fuck up and they got on code because they knew. They kept their mouth shut and they stayed on code. You saw that? They stayed on code. They knew, okay, this is all about maintenance of white supremacy. This is not about justice. We're going to bend the law a little bit. This is about dominance. We got to dominate these people, and we got to show them that whatever we say goes. That's what this trial was about. The Andrea Constant, she lied about 4 or 5 times about the timeline. She kept changing the days. She kept lying. They know this. But part of their code was to go along with the lie if it's going to maintain systematic white supremacy. Black folks, no code for us. Niggas all outside of the courtroom, bed wenches with their titties out. You guilty, Bill Cosby. Ooh, Lord Jesus, you guilty. Cooning it up. No code at all. Trying to get them butter biscuits. No code at all. Niggas still online, all these niggas in Hollywood. Bill, you should not have had done that now. No code, just the code of cooning. Just a big fucking coon fest. And when they see you niggas cooning, what y'all getting out of that? Let me ask you, any nigga who's sitting up here talking about, you, Bill Cosby, oh, Lord, you shouldn't have. What you getting out of doing all this ranting and raving, nigga? What you getting out of all that shit? It's always that extra nigga or extra bed wench. What are you getting out of it? You yep, jumping up and down. Oh, Lord, just Cosby going to get some justice. Oh, you justice. Oh, you going to get it now, Cosby. What you going to get? What you, besides a pat on the head from white mommy, because that's what you niggas really want. It's always these niggas who work at these corporations somewhere where they got to go get that promotion from the supervisor. That's all it is. Y'all ain't fooling nobody. Y'all not fooling nobody. Y'all getting them extra biscuits. You're trying to get a promotion, and if you tap them shoes a little harder, you'll get a promotion. Now, Terry Crews, nigga, because you told on that white exec that grabbed your nuts, you know your name is a little dirty in Hollywood. They like, oh, we don't know if this nigga gonna keep telling because you broke a code. You ain't supposed to tell on white daddy, and you told on white daddy. And now them roles might be drying up a little bit, so you had to let the people in Hollywood know that you got the muscle-bound tap shoes ready to roll, Terry Crews. That's why you buck dancing it up a little bit, Terry. I hope you listening, my nigga. Oh, Lord Cosby. Ooh, this is how justice gets started. Yes, they got him, Lord. Ooh, yes. Appropriate. Yeah, Terry, you're trying to get in Soul Plane too. I see you, Terry Crews. Don't get them crumbs on your biceps, nigga, from them biscuits. Biscuits and biceps don't go together. You too big to be eating them biscuits. Y'all ain't fooling nobody. Y'all niggas are cooning. And we're going to have to stop that cooning shit. See, the thing is, when you get on code and you stop that cooning, then they're going to get fearful. They're going to get fearful. Yeah, Terry Crews got molested by a man in front of his wife. That shows his mentality. Nigga, I'd be damned if my wife gonna be around me chilling and a white dude come grab my damn nuts and not get all my foot in his ass. I don't give a fuck where I am. Well, I didn't want to mess up my roles in Hollywood. Nigga, my dignity is way more important than that. Fuck what you heard. Let motherfuckers grab up on your balls, ass, and nuts like you a plantation buck. Nigga, please. For a role in a movie, it ain't worth it. I get me some money somewhere else, nigga. I hit the streets or something. Fuck out of here with that dumb shit, man. We got to start being able to get out here and grind and hustle and be men and be women and stand on our own and have dignity. Fuck that. We got to have dignity about whatever we do. Whatever people say about me, I don't give a... People always talk shit about me, the white supremacists, the coons, but whatever, I have dignity with whatever I do. I maintain my dignity at all times. I don't do no shit that I don't want to do just for a little paper. No. You're going to have dignity with whatever you do, because that's the only thing you have at the end of the day. And we're going to have to stop being afraid. And if you are afraid of these white supremacists, talk about the fear. Because when you talk about something, you will come up with ways to overcome it. And we got to get off that. We are afraid. Many of us are afraid of the damn white supremacists. We're going to have to get up off that shit. Because they're killing us anyway. They're harming us anyway. And when it comes to them harming our children, that's when black folks are going to really have some dignity as far as that, and cut that bullshit out, not let it happen. You die with your children. Understand that? You supposed to die with your children. If something harms your child, that means you supposed to die too. You die with your fucking kids. If something harms your child, that means there's a danger there around you. You need to alleviate that danger. And if that danger is going to lead to your death, so be it. The animal kingdom knows that. Even in the in the wild, in Africa, sometimes when there's a mother that gives birth to a little lamb or a little baby antelope or zebra or whatever, the baby might get attacked by a lion, and the mama zebra come over there like, I'm gonna fight this fucking lion to the death. He might kill me too, but I'm gonna kick this lion in the fucking nose. I'm gonna wound this motherfucker, so this lion gonna die pretty soon. We're gonna have to have that mentality, because I say it now on the air, my child, any of my kids get hurt, God forbid, that's a good day for dying. I'm dying with them. I don't want no payout. I'm not going to be up there with no damn Benjamin Crump doing a press conference. Fuck out of here. Not me. Huh. No. Not me at all. I'm cool. Keep your fucking money. Because I ain't going to need it. You hurt my kid? I know. Keep your money. I don't need it. No, no. I don't know Benjamin Crump. Hello. No, hello. No, no. I don't need you. There's going to be some more dying today. You dig? I'm not going to be there with Al Sharpton getting some of his pink oil moisturizer all on my damn clothes. No, I'm not going to be there with Sharpton. I'm not going to be out there with Stavante Clark. Do you love me? Do you love me? No, I'm not going to be doing all that okunin. No, 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 no. My kid go, I go. You dig? That's how it's supposed to be. When you get that mentality, you get some shit done. Anyway, y'all, everybody, look, go to melanoidnation.org. Give to the Melanoid Nation Foundation, because we do good stuff out here in the streets. We do a lot of good things out here. Everybody make your donation to the Melanoid Nation Foundation at melanoidnation.org, ladies and gentlemen. Melanoidnation.org. Also, man, don't forget, get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4, Hidden Colors Film. com. Get the movie 1804, The Hidden History of Haiti, 1804movie.com, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this Sunday, we're going to be in New Orleans. We're going to be at the Back of Town Coffee Parlor in New Orleans. We're going to do a meet and greet. I think it's going to be around 6 or 7 in the evening in New Orleans. So I haven't been to New Orleans to do an event. This is my first time, and it's a free. Y'all just come in free. We're gonna have I think we'll have some Mink Slide shirts. I might have some DVDs. We'll sell the girls from ISM. We got some little mini posters we're gonna be selling. So it's gonna be fun. We're gonna have a good time out there with the family in New Orleans. All my Texas people, drive on over, man. Drive on over. It's gonna be Jazz Fest out there in New Orleans. So it's gonna be nice out there, man. But just come on through. We ain't charging or nothing. Just come on. I just want to meet y'all and chop it up with y'all, man. I just love the family so much. I just want to get out here on the road and just vibe and just network. And again, we're gonna be filming the show this week, this Sunday. Somebody said when? This Sunday in New Orleans. And also my Atlanta people, I need some more businesses in Atlanta so I can give my man Ola so we can we want to do a pop-up meet and greet out in Atlanta. We're trying to find a place. So all my business people out there, hit me up, info@TariqElite.com, ladies and gentlemen. All right, man, you guys be good. I'm going to see you guys on the road this week or next week, and I'll talk to you on Sunday's show. Holla.